to You Learn Something New Every Day. I am Joan Boyko, Coordinator of Communications and Community Outreach for the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are here each Sunday at 6:30 a.m. on 99.1 FM KGX and 9 a.m. on 92.3 FM KWXY. We also invite you to download and subscribe to our podcast. It is really easy. All you have to do is go to iTunes, look for You Learn Something New, press subscribe. You will get a new show each week, I promise. And this show, of course, is produced by my stellar team of dedicated student interns in the Digital Arts Technology Academy, also known as DATA, at Cathedral City High School under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson. And our new interns, Jasmine Rivera and Myra Canseco, are editing for us today. And with the beauty of technology, we're doing things as I tell you each week. It's been since March 15th that we do things a little differently right now. We're not in our traditional studio. We're working in a room here at the district office and with a great speaker and able to record remotely, send it off to the interns, and they still do the heavy lifting because I still don't know how to do that, and I never will. I have the gift of gab, and that's what I come to the table with, and thankfully, we have our kids that make everything else work. So, I am very pleased to welcome to the show both repeat guests, and fairly often, which is great, members of the family, our Director of the Foundation for Palm Springs Unified School District, Ellen Goodman. Welcome back.
Thanks, Joan.
And the Founder and Artistic Director of Musical Theater University, Mr. David Green. Welcome back to you.
Feels good to be back.
Yeah, I haven't seen either of them in the flesh in a long time. If you're living in our society right now, you know how it is. You try to just keep your distance from people, and Zoom has become, I guess, a friend. I mean, I don't particularly like it, but it is efficient, isn't it?
It's part of the daily routine now.
It's kind of crazy if you think about it. And, you know, if I want to say when this is all over, it has to end at some point. I don't know that we're going to go back to the way things were in terms of, you know, how far you traveled to have a meeting or gathering. Like, I think people are starting to realize you really don't need to do that. I mean, the physical contact with people, I nothing takes away from that. It's important. And you can't do the same kind of networking and that kind of stuff with, you know, on a screen. But still in all, you accomplish a lot.
You can do a lot.
You can fill a day way, you know. You're also more exhausted, though. You know, because if you're just sitting all day, and I know you guys know what I'm talking about. If you're just sitting all day and going from one meeting to the next on a screen, it's exhausting.
Your body hurts.
So you need that, like you getting in your car and driving to the next meeting. Because at least you have that, you know, 20 minutes or a half hour to just kind of breathe. And, you know, the 5 minutes in between the meetings on Zoom that... Cut it. So,
a lot of people in town who have welcomed the slower pace around meetings.
Yeah.
And so our board meetings are now on Zoom, and people welcome that. And most agencies in the Valley are Zooming, and I think their trustees and their board members.
Well, it is convenient, right? I mean, like, so the biggest meeting that we had for our superintendent's parent advisory meeting in May, that was our best attendance for the whole year.
Right.
Because the parents didn't have to worry about childcare. You know, they had the kids in the other room. They have to worry about, you know, if they had access to a car or they were just able to pop in. And if they had to shut their video off for a second to go take care of a fire, and I don't mean a literal fire, but, you know, a little
snake
that needed their attention. They just could go and come right back. And so in that respect, it's great.
Well, look at the board meetings. The
yeah.
school board meetings are getting
hundreds.
500 people.
Yeah, hundreds of people are it's
watching
listening
them.
To. All right, let's just say part of it is the topic, you know, because everybody's concerned about how and when we're going to go back to school and all that stuff. So we'll see what happens. But even before we got into that, there was still a couple hundred people as opposed to the, you know,
the
10
first one you
or
did.
15.
The
yeah.
first one you did, they had almost 200 people.
Yeah. So it's interesting. And we will, you know, at this point, we're going to continue to broadcast even when we come back in person. I actually, truth be told, for me, the best part of COVID's been able to be at the board meetings from my living room. I really,
especially this last one that went till 9:30.
Oh yeah, well, you know, I was texting my sister and she's like, "Can you eat?" I go, "Yeah." I go, "Nobody can see me." I go, "Yeah, I can eat." I go, "Normally, no." So, you know, for me, I kind of like that, but. Anyway, that was a huge digression, and we need to talk about what we're here for. So what we're here to talk about today is kind of a dual project, but all related. So we're here. First of all, Ellen, how long have you been with Palm Springs Unified?
6.5 years.
6.5 years, and you are the director of our foundation. So give us a brief overview of how we've evolved with the foundation.
Okay, so the foundation was started to attract our community's investments. That's really the best way to say it, mm-hmm. right? We want the community to invest in public education, and the school district needed a department, an arm, to actually do that. And that's how we established ourselves. And we have been running ever since. And our first couple of years, we did a phenomenal job of attracting endowment contributors, which is a fantastic strategy in our valley. And just recently, we've pivoted our strategies, and I would say COVID is the reason, and I think it's really been to our benefit because we're looking at long-term sustainability, where we're really starting now to throw the net much wider and much broader, and we can do that because of the technology, just like you were saying with the board meetings, school board meetings, you know, more people are apt to tune in, dial in, pay attention, get more involved when they can do it, on their own schedule, their own time, remotely from their home or comfort from wherever they are. And so the COVID opportunity has driven a much larger response, though lower dollars, but a larger response. So when we first got started, we had a small group of individuals that we worked with. One might want to say the low-lying fruit. We established a very substantial endowment. We funded a number of programs. And now we're starting to look at really that point of entry. More people, the donation dollars are a little less, but there are more of them. And we're getting people supporting the school district's programs that we've never met before. We don't know who they are. We don't know where they've come from.
Since with the emergency campaign?
Yes, the emergency campaign has really afforded us that. And it's been great because we call everybody, we thank them, we get to know them. Who are you? Would you like more information? Can we stay in touch with you? And
So the foundation has a COVID-19 emergency fund.
We did. We developed it, launched it in end of March, beginning mm-hmm. of April, and ran with that. So the foundation, that's the evolution. That's been our kind of migration. And when March hit, we sat with the superintendent, the director, the assistant superintendent of education, Sandy and Mike, and we said, look, this is what we think we can do. The timing is right, the need is there, you know, give us the green light and we will run with that. And within an 8-week period, Joan, we were able to attract over $100,000 for school supplies and books. I mean, people are stuck at home, kids are stuck at home. Families have limited resources, they're not working. They need supplies, they needed books. They needed things to be able to kind of get them through that period. And of course now we're shifting because we're of course looking at back to school items and ideas and what is going to be needed and sustain kids. So the COVID Emergency Fund launched in April and we hit it hard and now it's evolving to the next phase.
And the next phase is to support the arts.
It is, and that really is kind of, when we look at back to school and we look at a deficit that the school district was handed down from the state, we know just historically, we just know it. We've seen it from the 80s, the 90s, the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. We know that arts and we know athletics, we know those extracurricular, I'll add some other things to that. Those extracurriculars could be robotics as well. So we know that arts as far as music performances, your visual, all your arts.
And I do have to say that contrary to most districts in the state, back in 2008 when we were close to being where we are now in terms of the economy.
Yeah.
I think this might be worse, but the hit to the schools was worse in 2008. Pretty much every district everywhere cut the arts. And our superintendent at the time took an opposite tact and hired an arts coordinator for the school district. Now, she had a budget of about 30 cents. I mean, she, you know, so she begged and pleaded on the streets to all of our partners in the community saying, I really can't pay you much at all, but we really need to be doing more for our kids. And our arts programs have been pretty robust here in Palm Springs Unified. So in all, we can't do everything that we want or need to do for our kids. And so we now are asking the community to support the arts so that we can continue and expand even what we're doing. And so enter this guy over here, Mr. David Green, who MTU, Musical Theater University, has been around how long?
Coming into our eighth season.
That's so crazy.
It's crazy.
That is just amazing. I still remember being there at the opening performance. And
it's crazy. Yeah.
Crazy good. No, it is crazy good. But, you know, I blinked and I just celebrated 20 years here.
Wow.
And it's just like time just goes by so fast. And the older we get, the faster it goes, right? So Musical Theater University is just, for those living under a rock, give us an overview.
It's an after-school conservatory for young people from the Palm Springs Unified School District in high school generally, although we've expanded programs to younger grade levels in some ways. And then when there's room, the district's generosity has been to allow students from other school districts to participate as well when there's space. But the students come from all of the four high schools in the district, and it's designed for young people who have aspirations for careers in professional theater. So that's what the curriculum, that meets the needs of students who want to do this for a living, and or this is their sport.
Yeah.
This is their main activity. It's an intensive program, four afternoons a week of classes, all with Broadway and Hollywood professionals at the helm of the classes. So they're learning hands-on what it's really like to have a career as well as technically how to do it. And we have really unique performance opportunities. What's been really exciting coming out of this seventh year into the eighth is that we are really becoming more and more involved with trying to create opportunities district-wide that aren't necessarily just for MTU students, and also to help use the talents of the students that we're training at the generosity of the school district to in turn come back and help raise monies to support the arts in all of the schools at every level. So that's been really thrilling to have that opportunity to participate with Ellen and the foundation to really grow the arts everywhere.
And we will talk about MTU and everything that you guys are doing. And if we don't run out of time, we'll even touch on that today. But MTU is just, you know, started out with three performances a year and has really evolved into doing so much more in so many different capacities between the camps and the performances at Aqua Plaza, we're not going to get into that too much right now because we do have a purpose, and I could birdwalk very easily about MTU. I get very excited.
But Joan, you know, you make a really good point because, something like MTU that has grown over the seven seasons, that has moved from a school base to a community experience.
Right.
I mean, if we think about that, now we're looking at why the arts are so essential to keep in schools. It is a community benefit. It is not just because kids are going to be more creative and expand their minds and, it helps them get into college and, they become full, well-rounded individuals and eventually adults, but we are actually providing the community with something.
Amen to that. That's right.
Right?
And if you're just joining us, you're listening to Learn Something New every day on KGX and KWXY, and my guests are our foundation director for the Foundation for Palm Springs Unified School District, Ellen Goodman, and the founder and artistic director of Musical Theater University, David Green. And that is so true because when I wrote a column in the Desert Sun about the performances at Aqua Bistro.
Aqua Bistro. Yeah.
Okay, they changed the name a few times. It's hard to keep track. It was amazing how many phone calls I got personally. And, you know, they just didn't read carefully enough that you have to call the restaurant. But, I mean, I just based on that one little thing, the need, not the need, I guess you don't physically need it, but the, what's the word I'm looking for? The enthusiasm and the, you know, the
support.
The support and interest in the community for these kind of programs.
Well, MTU made a conscious decision to adopt the community and to
go
out and do things.
And
in turn, they've come back and adopted our kids.
Absolutely.
They've seen the students of this, not just, and MTU really represents the high schools in the district. So now they see the students of the district as part of their community entertainment.
And I think that for the first few years, you know, MTU, it wasn't intentional, but I think there was a kind of a below the radar kind of.
I always said they were the best kept secret.
Exactly. And it was frustrating to some of the board members. And, you know, so we all, you know, set out to, well, we'll do whatever we can to spread the word. And, you know, of course, you did that primarily because you expanded beyond just what was going on at the Helene Galen Performing Arts Center, and, you know, find MTU kids at the park at Rancho Mirage, and, you know, just kind of all over the place at tree lighting ceremonies, and it really, you know, took off. And so that's kind of a good segue to talk about expanding the exposure of our arts programs in Palm Springs Unified, and as part of the campaign, our COVID-19 emergency campaign, you partnered up with KSQ.
Mm-hmm.
I say partnered up. They stepped up with an hour's worth of airtime. Because, David, we all know you did 99% of the work.
I have to say, they've been incredible. Jerry, the general manager, is an incredible partner.
He is awesome.
Yeah, and he's been in, and he actually stepped up with more than airtime. He stepped up with tremendous support and enthusiasm to support this district and the arts.
Yes.
And you don't find that everywhere.
Yeah,
so he's opened a door for us now that is really exciting. And you really couldn't find in any community besides Palm Springs. This isn't even something that we're trying to do isn't even wouldn't be possible in a major metropolitan area.
That is so true. And I have to think about that at the times when I get frustrated that we have the tiniest, littlest thing that happens that becomes, you know, we're standing live here out of the school district because of, you know, I have to remember that when I get that frustration to the fact that we have major media here in the Valley to do things like this that you can't do when you're in LA, you know? And so, I mean, that KSQ started with the, I went to them and said, we need to do something special for our seniors. They're not going to have graduation. And I'm thinking, will you do a show? You know, and they didn't hesitate. They said, you guys have to help. You know, you guys have to provide us with the material. But yes, we will give you the, you know, production assistance, and we will give you an hour. Yeah.
So what Jerry has now done, it's funny, I'm going to talk about two Jerrys, Jerry and Jerry. But Jerry Keller, the owner of Aqua Bistro, I mean, he really provided our district with a platform to perform.
Yes.
So now our kids get to leave the high school theater, right? They get to leave that comfort little place of the stage and their seating, and they get to go out to the community, and they get to do supper, like dinner shows, like this kind of supper show. And Jerry from KSQ Upman, he said he's providing us with, if you don't mind me segueing, he's providing us with 15 weeks of performance opportunities on television.
All right, wait. Well, before we get to that, I want to talk about how it started. So June 27th, the show, what was it called, David?
Together We Can, a celebration of arts education.
Which was great because that's the campaign motto. So that was a great,
campaign.
Right.
Together we can.
Yes.
And perfect for the time that we're in. You know, but so tell us about the hour-long show.
Well, it was so that initially this came from a conversation with Ellen about doing something for MTU, Well, I called her and I said, and then within our conversation, I realized what we just talked about is that we have the opportunity to raise awareness for everything in the district because we've moved to a level where people know who the MTU kids are. So we're able to use that. So we determined to put a project on that would really celebrate everything that the school district does in the arts. And so we, as you know, we had interviews with teachers and some wonderful stories. We had a wonderful student who has benefited greatly from the arts with some disability. We had celebrated individuals from Broadway and Hollywood who told their personal stories. And then we showcased the students in performance, which is the fun part of the show. And the fun part behind the scenes was we had to learn how to do all of this social distancing.
Yeah.
Because the students, if anyone saw the special, if you didn't, you can go to the foundation's website, get the link, and watch the show now. But if we did everything, you would not know that students were in the same room performing together, and none of them were ever in the room at the same time. So we learned how to, with technology, to really embrace the technology and showcase our students in that way. So that's what the show was about, and I was getting emails. Some of them turned into donations, but equally important, they turned into new friends and new audience and new people who will support us. I was getting emails, bombarded with emails from people I had never met that weren't even on our initial email chain of who we advertised, saying, I saw your TV special, and we want to know more about MTU, and what do you do, and on and on. So it was a great platform, I think, for everybody, for all of us. And it did turn into
Absolutely, new money came in. And we've also, since the show aired in June, we've been sending out little emails with updates for back to school and encouraging people, if they didn't see the show, to see the show. And just, up until a few days ago, we are getting donations. So every time we send that link out, we get another donation and another donation. I mean, it's just really coming in. So far, the whole COVID campaign is generating upwards of $150,000.
Wow.
And we really expect that in the next 15-week segment on television, where we'll get some sponsorships and some other things.
Okay, so now. So we had the June 27th show, and it was very successful, and so it's evolved into
so
what?
So you both know how my mind works. So 2 days after the special, I called Ellen and I said, I want a TV series. I said, can you get a conversation with Jerry? Because it's something I've had in my mind since we started MTU. It's all of these things are germinating over years.
Yeah.
But then timing is everything.
Sure.
And so I called Ellen and said, can we have a conversation with Jerry? Because I think we have a win-win-win. Win for MTU students, because they won't be able to perform live. There'll be no live theater.
Right.
Until who knows when, at least sometime in 2021, for any theater in the Valley. And the kids, half of their education is the classroom, and the other half is putting it into practice. And that would be robbed. So it's a win for the foundation and the district at large, because every week we will be able to showcase what we do in the arts and say, we need your help to continue this. Not just for MTU, because the show will be an MTU-produced show with MTU kids kind of in the leads, but it'll be featuring students from throughout the Valley as well. And it's a win for the television station, because no television station in the Valley has ever produced their own entertainment TV show. So it's a first original series in the Valley. It's the first time a high school will be producing their own TV show. And it's an opportunity.
And they replaced Eye on the Desert with COVID-19.
Absolutely.
I mean, they don't have, maybe they're going to go back to it, but...
He eventually went, but as Jerry said, right now it's on hold, it's on pause, like everything else,
right.
Because everybody's events are on pause.
Right.
However, Patrick Evans, who hosts it, is going to be part of our TV show.
He's part of the TV show.
That's
so
awesome.
He's going to be part of
our Patrick class. Is great.
Yeah.
He's become like Mr. Pump's Brains. I mean, he says no to nothing. He is there. You ask him, every community organization that asks him to come MC, he never says no. He doesn't get paid for anything. He just does it.
He's what? Yeah. And I think his energy, we brought him in to do the TV special. I think his energy is a perfect match for the kids.
So this starts in September sometime.
Right.
Do we have a date?
We'll start. I'm writing now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start rehearsing online. Everything is still social distance, all the way through. So we'll start rehearsing online in about 2 weeks, actually, because we're gonna tape once a month for the episodes that follow in the next month, i.e. in August, we'll be putting all the segments together that'll run in September.
And so, but it's once a week, right?
It'll
it's a weekly
a week.
Show for 15
Either
weeks?
Either Saturday or Sunday,
at least.
Probably around 6:30 p.m. We're still waiting on that, but we'll
mm-hmm.
get you the word as soon as we know.
Yeah, we'll
but
get
it
out.
But it'll be every week, like any other. That idea, I keep saying, it's a mid-century concept with a 21st century edge. So we're bringing back, there is, again,
Sonny and Cher.
Sonny and Cher.
Those variety shows. I loved those shows.
And you don't
have those anymore.
We're going to have a Broadway guest star with us each week that'll be working with the kids socially distanced. We'll be introducing a new performer from a high school in Palm Springs. A musician, or a dancer, or an actor, or an artist from Palm Springs Unified
yeah.
School District.
By the way, who's your former student that's on All Rise?
Oh, Lindsay Mendez.
I didn't know her. I know she's. See, I tend to sometimes
here.
I because my musical theater exposure is limited that I end up seeing these people on a. You know, on a drama or
yeah.
on something, and to me, that's what they do, right? Till I come to find out that they're like, holy cow, they open their mouth and they can sing, like, you know.
Yeah, Lindsay's one of the best singers.
And
she's yeah.
hilarious, though,
yeah.
too. Like, I know her from
yeah.
that show.
Well, she won the Tony Award 2 years ago. So she's,
yeah,
she's remarkable. And she's been, we did 10 weeks of online education. During March of MTU as well, and we had something called Conversations with the Pros, and she jumped in as our very first conversation as well.
Is that recorded anywhere? I'd
no,
love to see that. Darn.
We didn't record them really this time out of respect for the performers who were at home during difficult circumstances, especially in New York.
Yeah,
that's true. And they came on and spent time with our students, so we didn't ask them to do that. However, Conversations with the Pros is something that we want to continue and offer to students district-wide at all the high schools, whether they're part of MTU or not, and they want to have conversations with pros. And at that time, we're going to ask our pros to record them as well so that we can build an archive.
A library, yeah.
Of
that's
things
great.
That people can watch from year to year.
What was the name of those conversations? That guy just
died.
The
Actor's Studio.
Yeah, that was fabulous. Yeah, so we'll have our own. That'll be great.
Yeah.
All right, so Ellen, if people want to donate to the foundation's COVID-19 fund, how
right.
they do that?
So if they want to save the arts, they can do it a couple of ways. One of the easiest ways is you can text right from your phone.
Oh.
So right in the text field, all you have to do is write PSUSD Arts. And the number that you text that to is 50155. So that's quick and simple. You text PSUSD Arts, and the number is 50155.
I've never tried doing that. I know that everybody does that now.
Sure.
I also have never tried the, what are those things called? The QRLs?
Oh, yeah.
Is that?
Those QVC.
Oh, you can
those
do it
codes.
Right now, John. You should try. Right? I'll take it. It's 51.
I'm not.
I
can't walk and chew gum at the same time. I know
yes,
it works.
Okay.
I know it works. I know people who have done it.
Language.
I've texted to, like, you know what I've done? Like, you know, to win something on a radio program, and they say text to this, and then you get an email back saying thank you for your text.
Right.
We'll let you know if you won. And I would assume that here it's going to say thank you for
well,
your donation.
Your entire listening audience right now should practice this. Unless you're driving,
that's
you
right.
take out your phone.
That's right.
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 Okay, one more time, Ellen.
Okay, so text the number, so put in the number 50155. And then in the content area, PSUSD Arts.
No, that's who you're texting to, is PSUSD Arts. No,
you have to text to a phone number. Whenever you text,
oh,
you have
okay.
to text to a phone number.
Okay.
So it's as if you're going to enter a phone number, 50155. And then where you're going to actually write
right.
in the body of the text, you write PSUSD ARTS.
Do it now. Thank you guys for being here. Our show airs each Sunday right here on KWXY and KGX, and our podcast is uploaded each Sunday afternoon. Please subscribe by going to iTunes. Look for you learn something new. Press subscribe. Please tell all your friends to do the same. Thank you, Jasmine and Myra, and we will see you next week.